Okay, we are continuing with the Siman Lamed Beis, and we are in the middle of Sif Chav Gimel. So we said yesterday, Imotza Shechisa is Achas Ein Leitakana. We said that if you found that you've left out a letter, you wrote a word, and you realize that you left out a letter in the middle of the word, Ein Leitakana. You're stuck. Shem Kein Hayu Ksuvim Shlei Kesidrin. Because if you add in that letter in the middle of the word, it turns out that you've written the parasha out of order. Upsulin, Mishim Dechsiv, Ahoyu, and Behava Yosin Yiyu. It's got to be done in that Havaya, in that order, and so on. And we said yesterday that the exception would be that, let's say, you realize that you left out a letter. You could scrape all of those letters which you've already written. So we said, like we gave an example, let's say you wrote 80 words. And you realize that in word 68, you're supposed to add in a yud. So, in theory, if you scrape and you rub out from word 68 all the way to the end of 80, get rid of everything, and then you're writing everything in the right order. We said the one time you wouldn't be able to do that is if you have Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem, then there's an issa to be meichek es Hashem, that if there is no Shem Hashem, then you could rub out everything ahead, and then it would be considered fine. Now we say the im yitzer ois achas. Let's say you have an extra letter. If you have an extra letter, the im yitzer ois achas yesh l'takana ayidei sheyigrar oisav imi b'seiv teva ibetchilasa. So like we have over here, on the top of the page in diagram one. So if you look at Aleph. So the example of it is Vavata call, it should say called Peter Rechem. So instead there's an extra tough at the end. So you could scrape off, you could rub out the tough. Or in diagram Bayes, when it says Ha Adam instead of Adam, you could remove the hay. That's also fine. So again, the Mitzar Isachas, if there's an extra letter, Yesh L'Takana Al Yidei SheYigra Isah, you could remove it. Imi b'seif teva, if it's the end of the word, b'tchilasa, or if it is in the middle of the word. So before we see the next line, let's just see the Mishnah Brura in Kuf Yud. Oisachas. So Mishnah Brura says, Oisachas in kosef teva yisera. What about if you wrote an entire extra word? What if you wrote an extra word? In kosef teva yisera. So here we're saying a fascinating thing. You wrote a whole extra word. So if you look over here in the diagram, in diagram three, we have to take a look in diagram three. The example over here is you wrote the extra word oy. It should have said vavarta kolpeter, and you wrote vavarta oy kolpeter. So you need to remove that entire word. So what does the Mishnah say? You can leave that entire space blank, like in diagram Bayes. We're going to see in a minute that at times there is a heter, or there's an eitzah, to take, let's say, the regular, the tough, and just extend it. Or the reish, or the dalad, the gag of the dalad, and just extend it. So depending on the nature of the letter, if it's a vav, there's not much you can do, right, to make it wider. But if it's a resh, or a tav, or a dalad, or a hay, and so on. So he's saying you can leave it blank if it's not the type of letter which you could extend, right? The ein hacholak pesel, and the blank area does not pasel. What's the rule? Providing that it does not have the shear of nine letters. So if you have over here in diagram Gimel, so this diagram Gimel from one line to the next line, that is the shear of nine letters. So as long as it doesn't have the shear of nine letters in between, so then having a space is okay. Having a space is okay. Ulefam, and at times, yesh takana filo bezeh, at times, even if you've got a gap of nine letters, there's still a tikkun, kigoyin, shiyocha laham, shicha eis, min tevish lefanel, you're able to extend the letter from the previous word, in order to be able to extend, so you don't have nine letters. Here we have it over here in the example of in diagram test, where you're extending, or in diagram Vav, even better. Right? The word Asher Anechi. So if you look in diagram Hey, Asher Anechi, and you've scraped out the word Hayoim, which now made it that there's at least nine letters in between, apostles. So what do? You extend the Reish of the Asher, so that now you have less than nine letters, and now you're good to go. Now he says, "V'yesem yizeh the ba'ifin zeh she yipasal atfilin machmas harevach." How is afilu im v'siyum ateva shilafaneha? If in the last letter which precedes it, yesham hey a kuf, if there's a hey or a kuf, yuchal hamshich gagon k'di lemayit harevach. The aval piyish al yam shachalei aregel shalayud v'akuf b'seifa. This is a fascinating din. Look at diagram Chest and Test in the book. Or let's even start at the beginning of the line. Diagram Zayin. So it says Hiksha Lev Parei. So the word Lev is not supposed to be there. So what do? You scrape out the word Lev, and now when you look at diagram Chest, you have a gap of more than nine letters. No good. So I need to diminish the gap. But so what am I going to do? I'm going to extend the gag of the hay in diagram test so that now it's less than nine, even though the little yud underneath is not at the end of the line. It doesn't really look so nice. So he's saying, if you're really stuck, if push comes to shove, you can do that also. Ein kepeid b'dieved, b'dieved, we will allow that.
Erase the yud.
Just extend the line, even though it doesn't really look so nice like that. Because of our Prima Godim, says the Prima Godim, the Beteva Kfula Toiv Yose Limchik Hashnia. So if you look at the next diagram, diagram 4, so you wrote the word twice. So you look in diagram Aleph, Vahaya, it's supposed to say Vahayim Shemaya, and you wrote Vahaya Im. Right? I think I saw that once in Iksuba. It said, B'chameshes Alafim Shana Shmena Meyais V'shivim V'shivim. It said the word, V'shivim twice. So he wrote the letter twice. Kasbrim Gadim David Kfula Tevyes Alim Chikashnia. It is better to erase the second one, like you look in diagram Bayes. Why the teva rishena kedin nechtov? Because the first im was written correctly. That was correct. That was proper. Im koidem rishena yish ois shiach lemashchay. And if before the first one there is a letter which you could extend, toiv yois shim chak teva rishena, then it's better to erase the first one. So let's see the example over here. He says over here we have in Gimel. So if you look in Gimel, it says the letter before the you wrote the word bum twice, bum, right? It's in the bottom diagram in Gimel. So being the previous letter before bum is a resh, so what you would do is you would erase the first bum. You'd erase the first bomb, and then if you look at diagram Hey, you would extend the resh. So you need to look what's the letter before, what's the letter afterwards, how is it going to be nine letters, and so on. That is what one does. Fine. Okay. So we said back in the Shulchan Aruch, we said the Mitzvah Isachas. Yeah, two lines in the bottom in the Shulchan Aruch. So we said v'im yiter isachas. If you wrote an extra letter, we said yesh litakana al yidei yigrar isa im hi b'seifte v'ibitchilasa. So if the extra letter is at the beginning of the word or the end of the word, then you can just erase it, says the Mishnah Berurah in Kufiyat Aleph. V'lei mifsal ha'parsha mishum ha'kteches. If you recall, we had a concept known as ha'kteches. Ha'kteches said that you're not allowed to scrape away and remove, and by doing so, kasher up, fix up the word. Can't do that. So like, let's say, I don't know, you're supposed to write a hey, and you wrote a ches, and then you scrape away the regel to make a hey. That's a problem of chakteches. It has to be an active act of writing a hey, as opposed to scraping away the bad bit and ending up with a good bit. So asks the Mishnah Berurah over here, you know, going back to the top of the page, illustration one, is Aleph. You wrote the word Pitras instead of Peter, right? You wrote an extra top at the end of the word. So asks the Mishnah Berurah, why are we saying that you can just scrape away the top and now it's good? Why is that not a problem of Chakteches? I was supposed to write the word Peter. I wrote Pitras. Now I scrape away the top, and lo and behold, voila, I have the word Peter. Why is that not a problem of Chakteches? So that's his question. You're not doing something to the actual word or the letter. You're removing something else which isn't supposed to be there. The word Peter is written. It happens to be there's something else there. There's another letter which shouldn't be there, so I scrape away that letter, and that's fine. That is not a problem of Chakteches. Good. Back in the Shulchan Aruch last case, Aval.
What if you were to, in the head case of the head, you were to erase the whole regel and do it again?
That's okay. That we said you could do.
Instead of the difference to make it become.
That we said you could do. Correct, yeah. Now, the last case of Sif Chaf Gimel, we said, Aval im hi be'emtza teva, but if the problem is in the middle of the word, if it's be'emtza teva, loy, mishum de kishayigrar ye nira kishtei teves. If you go ahead and you scrape it away, then you will have a problem, because it looks like it is two separate words. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nirkesh Teivei Supa Amim Shetikin Mail Al Yidei Shiyigrena. At times you could scrape away, rub out the Yim Shecha Is Shilafaneha, and you could extend the previous letter Shetamale Mekuma Kegoyin Lavei Secha, like the word Lavei Secha. Just trying to, yeah, here we go on the next page. So if you look over here in illustration one, so you wrote Lavi Secha Molly with a Yud, with a Vav, excuse me. And you wrote an extra Vav in the middle of the letter, like illustration Aleph. So you need to get rid of that Vav. So if you look now in Beis, if you scrape away the Aleph, so does that look like two words? So he says if you extend the Beis, you can, like you see in illustration Gimel, so you extend it, says the Mishnah Berurah, again, Lavi Secha, Shekosav, Malivav, Achrabeis, you wrote it, Malivav, Yigrerena, Vyimshich, Abeis, Shalafaneha, you just extend the two sides, the top and bottom of the Beis, Shetamale, Mekema, to finish its place. Hein, Imatikun, Toloye, Bekaf, Eidalet, Eresh, and the same is true, like you look in illustration 2, you wrote an extra vav in the word mibachar, or an extra vav in the word edoim, or an extra yud in the word mitzrayim, and the next three diagrams in number 2, so scrape away the vav, scrape away the vav, scrape away the yud, and extend the chaf, like we see in the bottom line on Aleph, in the third line down, you extend the Chaf, or extend the Dalet in the bottom line of Beis, extend the Resh in the bottom line of Gimel, and so on. So all these types of things you can do. But if the letters which it's possible to extend is in the letter afterwards, Like over here, looking over here, Sa'ar. You wrote an extra Vav in diagram 3. You wrote an extra Vav. So the letter which you can extend, usually the Reish is the one which you extend, right? You extend the Reish. So what are you going to do over here? So he says, it's after the extra letter, and you can extend it backwards. The word sa'ar, shekasva teira, shekasva mole. You wrote it mole with a vav. Vav achar ha'alef. Sheyav shalim shech ha'reish la'achareha. You can't extend the reish going backwards. Ad sheyigrar ragla t'chila v'nim tzishibitl tzirasa. So the only thing you would have to do, the only thing you'd be able to do is if you would scrape, you remove the vav, and then you would remove the regel of the reish, like in Gimel. Remove the regel of the reish, and then you would be able to extend it backwards. That's in theory what we're saying. Ajayigrar ragla tchila. You remove the vertical part of the reish. Vinimtsa shabitl tzirasa. Ukesha misakna achakach nimtsa kesef shalei kesidron. So that, if by doing that, that would be a problem of shalei kesidron. The ein takana elam kein yachol amalis mekoymoy. The only takana would be if you're able to somehow thicken slightly the letter before or the letter afterwards. So, like if you look over here in diagram 3 in hey, so what have you done over here in hey? You've made the aleph a little bit thicker, you know, on the left hand side of the aleph, on both the left hand side of the aleph, and on the right hand side of the reish. You've made the regular of the reish a bit thicker. So
that's to be considered.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, to scrape out the vav, remove the reish, and then do the reish, that'd be a problem, but just to thicken it, that would be okay. That's not considered to be a drastic shinoy, a change in the letter. Whereas in a situation where it's a letter which you're able to extend is before the extra letter, then you can just extend it a lot. He says, where do we have a suffix? Again, in diagram 4. So sometimes the word matzis is mole, sometimes it's chaser. So in the matzis harishin, which is supposed to be chaser, uksavei mole, and you wrote it mole, umachak achakach havav, and then you rub out the vav of the matzis. Imoyel arichas atzadik. In this case, does it help to extend the base of the tzadi over here? If you look in Dalit, so does that help? So in other words, I've got a gap on the top between the tzadi and the tof, but the bottom I've extended the base. So that is a suffix. In mayel arichas tzadik lamata achakach, idil makol oyichein amaracha is lamala nachshav kishtei devis. Or maybe we will say, the being that when you look at the top, the distance between the top of the tzadi, between the tzadi and the tof, there's a big gap. So even though at the bottom there's a small gap, maybe that is a problem. The same is true with the word noisein, right? In the next diagram, it's supposed to be chaser. If you wrote it with an extra yud, bein tzadik la'alef, v'chol eli yish l'stavik im yish l'mtikin b'harech ha'ish shlofaneh l'mata. In all these cases, in all these diagrams, where like in diagram Zayin, I made the base of the nun long to extend, but at the top, it almost doesn't even look like a nun anymore. So, in all these cases, like in diagram yud, ha'itziyacha, so the base of the tzadi is very long. It bridges the gap. The top of the tzadi, there's a big gap between the tzadi and the aleph. So in all these cases, he says, and there is a suffix. We call makom kol shenira kibeis teves psuva. If it appears like it's two words, then it's a problem. אבל מתחילה סקסיבה ממשיך רגל התחתן של הנון והצדי וכסב העיס הסמוך על השיחה. If at the beginning of writing you extended the regal, the bottom regal of the nun, or the bottom regal of the tzadi, v'kisev ha'is ha'smuch ha'lasecha kegein panai oy artsi. So what do we have over here? Panai and artsi and so on are kosher. Kevin debateva achas nichtivu. So what is he telling us over here? If at the beginning when you wrote it, you were mamshech the nun, so you extended it, I guess, what, longer than it usually would have been, that's okay. And the discussion over here is when you scraped out a letter and then you try and fix it up by extending. But if when you wrote it in the first place, that's how you wrote the word panai, and you just wrote with a long nun, so that the base of the nun actually goes under the yud, which you shouldn't usually do. That's okay. Or the base of the tzadi goes under the yud, even though you shouldn't have done that. That's okay. You shouldn't swallow up one letter and another letter. Good. Fine. So that was Chav Gimel. Let us see one more. If we have time, yeah, we should have time for it. Chav Dalet. Mutter lichtev al mokum hagerer val mokum amachak afila azkara. One is allowed to write, if you rub something out, if you rub out a section, this is going to be diagram 6. If you rub out something, you're allowed to write another word, even if it's from the Shemus, Shenan Nimchakim, one of the Shemus, Shem Hashem. You can do that. V'layim hak ba'ode lach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, don't try and erase the letter while the ink is still wet. It's not going to work. Ella yabshenu, you have to wait till it dries well. Ki oz yigarer b'kal, then you'll be able to easily remove it. V'la yishe'er le'shum reishim. If you've seen this done, it's quite amazing to see them do it. They just take like a razor blade, and they just pop it off. They just scrape it off, and the whole thing comes off. Man, it looks perfect. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can write on the Makom Gerer. HaGerer Mikri Kishigarei Mishnas Yavish. That's what it's called once it dries. V'amachak Mikri Kishamach Kibay Delach, whilst it's wet. V'masha Kosev V'la Yimchik Eitzadoiva Kamashmon. He's just giving you advice that it's you're far better off to wait till it dries, because then you'll get a much cleaner cloth. If you wait till the ink dries, you made a mistake, let it dry properly and scrape it off, as opposed to doing it when it's wet. If there's a little bit of a remnant, any type of a faint impression of the ink, it's a problem. So you have to make sure that it's totally erased, totally wiped out, and therefore it's kedai to follow the advice of the Shulchan Aruch to wait till it dries and then you scrape it off. Okay. Adama.